Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Hedrington from SEH.
Okay, my name is Dan Hedrington. I'm a senior project manager with SEH. SEH is also known as Short Elliott Hendrickson.
So before we get into kind of, you know, your background and everything like that, you know, I want to know about your background and maybe some projects that SEH has worked on in the past, but we were just quickly talking off air that you've got some ties to the Bellfield in North Dakota and that sort of thing, where, you know, I was going to eventually ask you about this Davis refinery. So what are your ties to North Dakota and Bellfield?
My wife is actually from Bismarck, North Dakota. And when I first started dating my wife, she took me out back home to visit the family. Her aunt and uncle lived out in Bellfield area. Her on the other side, her aunt and uncle live in Fargo. My niece lives in Fargo, but she took me out there to just kind of, you know, get used to the area and what do you think, meet my parents, meet my family. And to be honest with you, I fell in love with North Dakota. I really did, especially when you start getting out, in the prairies, in the open spaces. So I'm from Wisconsin originally, and we've got beautiful state as well, but a lot of trees, a lot of forested areas. That open area out there is absolutely amazing. I mean, I just love it. So we find ourselves in North Dakota frequently vacationing. We spend a lot of time out there. I'm actually out there myself every other week. I spend a lot of time in North Dakota.
So do you have projects that bring you out there, or is it just for pleasure, or do you try to get projects out there?
It's kind of all of the above. So we do have projects out there. We have, and I try to get projects out there because I love it so much. I love being in North Dakota. So some of the projects that I've worked on out there, Freiburg Rail Terminal, we've done a lot of things in the private sector as far as for oil and gas terminals, receipt points, things like that. We also work a lot in the public sector. So a little bit of background on SEH. SEH is about 90 years old, and we've got about 750 employees ballpark. And we do a lot in both public and private sectors. We work for a lot of different communities out in North Dakota. So Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, you know, a lot of different areas where SEH and our team members have worked as either city engineers or work for the DOT, we work for the Public Service Commission, county, stuff like that. But my forte is private sector primarily. Even though I have done a lot of work for, you know, governing entities in the past, private sector is that's actually where I really feel most comfortable. I like working at it. I've been in the industry for about 30 years, and I have a ton of fun.
One of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is I heard your SEH and your name during kind of that water permit application presentation hearing that Meridian Energy Group did, and our program and our organization are covering the Davis Refinery and the process along the way and just kind of the steps that are going on, because it's a very big project coming to the state and especially Western North Dakota. What are you guys doing with Meridian, if I might ask?
Oh, yeah. So we're part of the design and permitting team. So obviously with a project this scale, I mean, we have a lot of people and we have a lot of different experts that we bring into the project. So we at SEH work directly with the Meridian folks, and we assist with project and team coordination. We assist with permitting. We are working on designs and various portions of the facility. Even though you bring in an expert that actually knows exactly how to design the crude column, we're doing portions of it, like, you know, the site designs and the and um, you know, wetland impacts and stormwater and, you know, different components of the facility. So our responsibilities are there's a lot of them, but the team is just outstanding. Every time that we need to pull in another expert on the team, the Meridian folks really know how to pick people who know their job and can get this stuff not only done in a timely manner, but are experts in their field and can do it to the best way, in the best manner possible. So what I mean by that is some of our design components, there are better ways in the industry. If you're not too updated on the new technologies or advanced technologies, Meridian always insists that we and the other team members try to use as advanced procedures and design methods as possible to have the best possible project. So it's even though so we have varied responsibilities, but the team as a whole really is complete and just a high level team. We're very happy and proud to be part of it.
So were you at the public comment presentation and hearing in February for the water sourcing?
I was.
Tell me how to go. I mean, what was the attendance like, and what was the mood of it, and what kind of transpired with the water hearing? Is that even the correct language to use, water hearing?
Pretty much. I mean, it was meant to be a public hearing for comments and concerns, and more of an informational hearing than anything. When a project like this, and we do a lot of these type of projects, but when a project like this first, you know, begins, some people are misinformed or don't understand exactly what the context of the project is. And in this case, this was about the water allocation itself. So some of the people that were coming there really had no idea as to what was going on. They were simply notified, or they saw it in an ad in the paper, and they wanted to come and just find out about what the project was. So that's really the intent of it, is to inform the public and to give everybody the information so they can understand what we're proposing and how we propose to do it. The hearing itself went very well. The officials that were there from the state of North Dakota did a presentation, kind of asked how this went. So they did a presentation. They talked about our permit request. They talked about the aquifer that we intend to draw from. And they also were able to show some of the people that were there that our intention is to draw from what's called the Dakota Aquifer. It's about 5,000 feet down. It is not used for any kind of a potable source. So no municipalities use it, no ranches use it, no private residences use it. It's just too deep. We do know that it's a brackish aquifer. It's salty, and we do know we're going to have to treat that water. But the intention that Meridian had from day one is they want to minimize impacts to, you know, the public and to other people as much as possible. They knew that drawing from that aquifer wouldn't impact them, because no one else draws from that for, you know, potable reasons. No one tries to drink that water.
You mentioned some state officials were there. Any locals make it out?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the vast majority of it were locals. We have a tremendous amount of people who support the project. In general, there, if you were to ask me to kind of give you a order of magnitude size of attendance, we had about 60 to 70 people. I'd say three-quarters of them were people who really support the project. They took time out of their busy day to come in and attend this public hearing and to listen to what was going on and show their support.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hedrington from SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
On a Monday I was arrested, Tuesday I was tried. Judge found me guilty, and I hung my head and cried. Said, Lord, I cried. Oh, Lord, I cried.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield, North Dakota on Tuesday, February 28th, and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield services company in Western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet MBI at the Sweet Crude Travel Center on Tuesday, February 28th.
Shovel down in Joe Brown's coal mine. Coal mine, coal mine, I coal mine.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. 99. The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
I was tried. Judge found me guilty and I hung my head and cried. Lord, I cried. Oh, Lord, I cried. Said, Lord, I cried.
One more time.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.